Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss is a member of the Chief Rabbinate Council. Good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Good morning, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. So it does seem to be a bit of an unusual ruling, and potentially maybe a little bit of a dangerous ruling, but maybe you can put it into some context for us.
I'll try. In Judaism, the most important thing is preservation of life. It's written in the Torah, in the Bible, V'chai Bahem. All our commandments and duties are in order to enable us to live, V'chai, and not, God forbid, to die.
Right.
Now, there are laws of Shabbat, as you've mentioned, of the seventh day of Shabbat, where you're not allowed to smoke, you're not allowed to kindle lights, etc., etc. But, on the other hand, there are laws of what's considered pikuach nefesh, you know, the needs for the preservation of life. And when the question of preservation of life comes up, the most important thing is to preserve life, and it overrules any other consideration. The point about the medical cannabis was the following. I think you made it quite nicely, that medical cannabis doesn't necessarily cure the person who is using this cannabis. However, the case that was discussed in the newspapers recently was of a soldier who was injured, has terrible injuries, and he says, I can't live, I haven't the strength to live. And it's only the medical cannabis, which is such an effective painkiller for him, that allows him to survive. And the rabbinical decision is that if you take this cannabis, it will give him the strength to continue his fight to live on, then although in itself it won't cure him, but it's considered the preservation of life, and he may do so. It's not a novel interpretation of the law. That is an interpretation of the law. It just happens that cannabis is the effective way to help this man survive in his terrible, terrible pains. He is what is considered in Jewish law, chole shiyesh bo sakana. I said that in Hebrew, a sick person whose his life is endangered, and therefore the special laws, we have to do our utmost to try and preserve his life. Don't get the idea that the cannabis is allowed, or smoking of cannabis is allowed on Shabbos at any other time.
Right, right.
It also could be, but I would like to make this clear, that nowadays there are special inhalers of cannabis. In other words, there's cannabis of the vapors of cannabis, which are prepared specially for the Sabbath day, are electrically controlled at certain times, which can be used. Sometimes people can use medical cannabis in cooking. And those are the alternatives. But in the particular case that was discussed, these alternatives weren't available. And therefore, one of the most distinguished rabbis in Israel gave this permission and published it to use this medical cannabis to allow the soldier who was so hurt to smoke cannabis on the Holy Shabbos day, because we say you won't keep one Shabbos, one Sabbath day, but please God, you'll be able to keep many more.
Yeah. What's fascinating about this is that to some extent this takes into account mental health. Because if we look at it, he's in terrible pain, it almost doesn't have the will to live because of the pain. And what this does is reduce the pain to the point that he does have that desire or that willingness to sort of fight another day. So to some extent, this takes into account mental health as much as the physical pain that he is in.
When we pray for a refuah, for a recovery from an illness, we pray for refuat ha-nefesh berefuat haguf, for the medical of the nefesh, the soul, as well as the physical and spiritual. And obviously mental health is a vital part of the health of a person. And this is specifically considered in the Code of Jewish Law. I would like to quote, although you don't have to look it up, but in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, the section on Orach Chaim 426, I think it is 4, there anybody who wishes to see the source will see the source that anything which give him the strength to continue the fight to live is permissible to do on the Holy Shabbos day.